Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that violence is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy, happy hump day, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, rocketing at ya from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. Pacific, a little bit after 5 p.m. out on the Eastern Type Coast. If you're listening to us out there, if it ain't that time, you're listening to a rerun of this fine show, or possibly you've downloaded us as a podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or on crabdiving.com. Any way you suck us in, we appreciate being sucked in. My name is Patrick Vile. I've already grossed myself out.
Hey, thanks for listening, Mom.
Yeah. Hey, everybody.
I'm Ryan Pfeiffer.
Yeah. There's a reason we got that fucking explicit.
Thank you for the sucking.
We're marked as explicit on
Absolutely.
iTunes.
Follow us on the creepy back pages of Craigslist. And
that's right, on the back. The LA Weekly and the in the classified ads.
What were you telling me? You're telling me about there was some breach of information on some weird ass site where everybody's data was
Adult Friend Finder.
Oh yeah,
yeah. There was a big deal. Adult Friend Finder, the biggest site on the internet where you go to find your soulmate.
Oh yes,
because you know that's what it's all about.
I want an adult friend.
They lost millions of accounts. In fact, you can go and I think what was it? 70 Bitcoin, which works out to be $17,000, $18,000. You can go somewhere on the darker, nastier corners of the internet and download that shit, the whole database of that they broke into, where you can get all kinds of stuff. They don't think there's any kind of money information.
But how the fuck do they know?
Well, because a lot of times they keep, because of shit like this, they keep credit card numbers at a different place and with different security stored in different parts of the database. And
this is our crab diving tech segment, by the way. We had one the other day where we learned all about that thing that will analyze your farts.
Right.
Go ahead.
This is just like that.
I love that.
And, but so they think it was just like, you know, emails and names and dick pictures and fake woman pictures, because I'm sure most of the women on Adult Friend Finder are dudes pretending to be women.
There can't be any women on that. How many users did you say? A million?
Got breached?
Yeah.
Millions. I mean, they have.
How many fucking?
40 or 50 or 60 million. I mean, they have a massive amount. Oh, it's one of the biggest, if not the biggest, worldwide.
I thought
dating site.
Oh, really? I thought the biggest dating site would be like Cupid. Okay,
that's
Cupid
in this country.
Or Tinder
in this country.
Oh, so Adult Friend Finder
worldwide.
They're known, so that they have branches in Netherlands, Hungary.
They do.
Budapest.
They do, and a lot of the other ones do too. But I think Adult Friend Finder was pretty massive.
I want an adult friend.
So now they're worried that people are going to be extorted or shit, because one of the journalists, I think we talked about on yesterday's Crab Diving,
right.
One of the journalists, or a hacker slash journalist, got a hold of a couple of the records and was easily able to identify the person on their Facebook, and then found out they were married.
Oh, wow. Well, what were they doing on Adult Friend Finder?
I'm sure they were just...
They were married. They found their adult friend for life.
They were looking for pen pals. Maybe they have forgotten to delete their adult friend finder after they found their soulmate.
Oh, yes. That's probably it.
So,
congratulations to everyone on that story. That's
awesome.
Yeah,
they're worried people are going to get extorted.
Shit.
We're going to tell your wife you were on adult friend finder.
Or more likely, maybe ISIS got a hold of
it. It's more like, we are going to tell your wife you are on adult friend finder.
Oh, shit. This guy from Belarus just sent me a really threatening email.
Right.
Oh.
All kinds of stuff going on in the news today. Big, big, big news.
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
And to end up, we have our new cock slap.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Play it again. That's perfect.
The new cock slap. You asked for it yesterday.
Yeah, thank
and,
you.
And our crack staff provided. Crack.
Who did you... Who
I said crack.
Yeah.
And I said staff.
Who came in to record that?
Huh? It was a long time. Yeah,
yeah.
We were here at the Foley stage doing all the...
Now hit your dick against the filing cabinet one more time.
Right.
Was that an actual penis or is that not?
It was a fake phallus.
The magic of theater, everybody.
It was two different sound effects.
Oh.
That
you melded them together?
I put together. It was a whoosh and a slap.
Wow.
There you go.
Hey cows.
So
yeah, we got cows in the studio today.
Today, Rick Santorum dust off those frothy mixture jokes, ladies and gentlemen, because Rick Santorum is throwing his big giant clown shoes into the ring. Announcing, I believe, today.
Another white guy.
That I know it's shocking, isn't it? You think the rampant numbers of African-American and minority Republicans would be running
to
the front of the line.
Seriously, how much money does it take the Santorum to run, and who's giving him money?
They just need to bend over for one billionaire. That's really all they need. Last time, remember, Newt Gingrich was just elevating the ball sack of Sheldon Adelson, the casino dude from Vegas, and that's the only thing that kept him going. And it really just takes one of these guys to say, "Look, I'll float you a few mil.
How many votes did Santorum get last time? Like two?
He did well. No, he won. Sort of Iowa.
What?
He was one of the ones that won Iowa when they were trying to decide who won that ridiculous Iowa caucus. Remember, first they said it was him. First they said it was Romney. Then they said it was Santorum. Then they said it was Ron Paul. Remember, they couldn't.
Maybe
out what the fuck was going on?
We have voter fraud.
Rick Santorum is announcing today he will try for the Republican nomination.
Yeah,
joining a crowded field of lunatics,
of dickheads. I mean, listen, I can on some level get this is going to sound strange. I get why someone might vote for Gingrich. Okay, because he has a level of charisma. He seems kind of funny.
Entertaining.
When he talks. I get that. I don't get the Santorum thing.
It's the have a beer criteria. Would you have a beer?
Right.
There's no way I'd have anything with Santorum. And
a bunch of dead Iraqis get, let's have a beer with him kind of, that philosophy. Because that's...
But with Newt, you could maybe sit and have a beer and not want to kill him.
But Santorum's like a zero when he talks, isn't he? He's kind of...
I don't find him charismatic
bland.
At all. I don't know anybody that really does. I mean, I guess there's got to be enough. Some people voted for him. I think they just love the fact that he... You know, hates the gays and wants to flip us over and ram a cross up our rectums.
You know what I love most about this guy I'm going to vote for, Santorum? He hates, his hatred is why I'm supporting him.
Well, that's, it's really rough for them right now because there's a wide field of hatred for them to try to decide if they like or not.
Oh, God, I love the fact that all these right-wing nut jobs are so pissed off that gay marriage is happening in this country. I love it.
Oh,
yeah. Fuck everyone that votes for Rick Santorum.
They're losing their minds.
Yeah.
The closer we get to the Supreme Court announcing their decision on what's going on. And we talked about Roy Moore yesterday, that jack face.
Right.
Christo-fascist American Taliban dick cheese.
No one likes you.
From Alabama, the chief justice, chief fucking justice of the Alabama Supreme Court.
Dude, what in the fuck do you want from Alabama? What are your expectations?
Well, the bar is fucking low, absolutely. But God damn it. This is a guy who's the Supreme Court. He's the Chief Justice. Well, and he's sitting there saying, we're not going to listen to the Constitution and that Supreme Court of the United States. Fuck him.
He thinks the Constitution is a person that has feelings and walks around.
Right. Don't hurt the Constitution.
He's marginally stupid. He's stupid. He's unenlightened. That's the best Alabama can do for you.
Do you think he'll come around like
Like
Wallace did, but this is different. This is more like religious. Jesus doesn't want us to like starfish bumpers. Well, speaking of kind of stuff.
Yeah. Speaking of Jesus, yesterday I said a prayer to Jesus that Roy Moore would be found somewhere in a truck stop with a
dude, some toe tapping.
Yes.
Under the stall
with Grindr open. Right. That'd be great. Wouldn't that be the best
for his kid?
Oh yeah.
One of his kids.
No, him.
Him too.
That would be the ultimate.
Although that seems to be the pattern, right? The most vociferous anti-gay dickwads.
He might really believe his own shit though.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, why else would you go through this shit? I mean, you know,
he did allow himself to be dragged off the bench once before just so he could keep his stupid Ten Commandments statue on the fucking lawn of the goddamn courthouse or whatever.
I'm a moronic martyr.
And how did his taking a stand against that work? How well did that work? When he did the same thing with the Ten Commandments. He's like, I don't care if the Supreme Court tells me to take down the Ten Commandments because God created this country. He pulled open his butt cheeks and shat it out. And
well, it worked. It worked. People rallied behind him and are just so
excited. He got fired.
Nobody cares.
He got dragged off the bench. I mean, he came back.
Yeah.
Like a herpes sore. And inexplicably was elected again. So baffling. The people of Alabama really need hand-holding. They really do.
Alabama, they need adult friends. And not in that way. You know what I mean?
Right.
Adult babysitters. Yeah. And any babysitters.
Adult State Finder. We're going to have a new website. It's easy. There's only 50 entrants.
They need adult state. I like that.
The adult state.
Yeah,
finding?
Yeah. So who are you going to pair Alabama with? What poor state that's doing great has to take on this burden? True. Who are we going to?
It's very true. It's like being sat down with your challenged cousin at Thanksgiving dinner.
Hello, Rhode Island. I have some really bad news for you. You've got a new buddy.
Right. Vermont, we're sorry.
Wait, does
Arizona.
Yeah.
You need some hand holding.
I don't want to.
Bernie Sanders is like, I don't want to go to Vermont. I don't want to go to Arizona.
Were you ever forced to be friends with somebody at school out with them? You got to hang out with a kid across the street. Okay.
Oh, and your parents would hang out with friends, and inevitably you'd get slammed together with whatever their kids were. Rick Santorum joining the growing clown car.
Wasn't there the last time they did this whole presidential election thing? Wasn't there like one Republican candidate that didn't last very long at all that was respectable? And he was the ambassador to China.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Houston, I can't think of his name right now.
Houston.
I'll think of it. But they went after him for speaking Chinese. Right? A couple of the Republican assholes last time, the Tea Party dicks, were like, well, he speaks Chinese.
He was like I remember listening to something he said. And granted, he's a conservative.
Portman? Rob Portman?
Maybe. Natalie. And, I remember thinking, well, he's not hideous. I mean, I don't agree with him, but he's not these guys are circus freaks.
Right. They're batshit.
That's why they're in a clown car.
Batshit crazy.
But how long did he last?
He didn't even officially get in. Like, yeah, he was in for 10 minutes, and then they were like, he speaks Chinese. He was like, fuck this.
He don't want to kill babies enough. Right. He didn't want to not kill babies.
Right, right. Yeah.
Shit, I got it wrong. He didn't want to probe women, you know, with little, what do they do? What was his name? He don't want to give people ultrasounds all willy-nilly.
Oh, right. Governor yeah. Ultrasound.
Can't elect McDonald.
The, speaking of that, Governor Ultrasound, we've got, do you want to hear a little bit before we get to the headlines? And I mean, you know, the headlines will wait a couple of minutes. The bullshit going down in America will wait. I've got a little bit of, as soon as I find it, I wasn't ready for that segue.
Yeah.
This is Scott Walker.
Hello.
Turd God. Extraordinaire from Wisconsin.
The shit you put about him on Facebook today or yesterday. God, what an asshole.
Yeah, I don't know if the fact that I lived in Wisconsin for a significant portion of my life affects the fact that I like shitting on Scott Walker. But he's, in a lot of the polls, he's right up there at number one.
He's a GOP darling.
With some of these idiots.
We have to report on him.
With his lips firmly planted like a human centipede on the asshole, the old nasty, wrinkled, libertarian asshole of the Koch brothers.
What's he for, again? The environment? No, wait, he's not.
For?
Yeah. I mean, you can't say
destroying
what...
Destroying the unions? He's for destroying the middle class? He's for giving tax breaks to the poor rich?
Okay, well, that's something he wants. That's actually something he could do. Like, he can give tax breaks to people, but he's against not letting people get married. It seems like all these Republicans are kind of like, you know, no guys.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's all they know how to do. They don't have policy. They're just anti
anything
nice and good in the world. Here's a little bit of on the conservative radio talk show host Dana Loesch.
Yay.
On this past Friday, I think it was, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker.
Right.
Is talking about the provision that he signed into law in Wisconsin, which I think is currently on hold as they, you know, litigate it. But he signed a let's stick something up a vagina law.
Good God.
If they want an abortion.
Hey, these people are pervs or something.
And also one of these admitting privileges laws.
Oh, come on.
Where, you know, they end up closing almost all of the clinics.
Can I ask you something? Why don't these people, why didn't they study gynecology?
Who?
Or these lunatic Republicans that want to, you know, legislate the vagina. Why aren't they doing that? That seems like
they don't want anything
more
to do with the vagina, except once in a while to just blast a load in it and tell them to shut up.
But what's with all these laws?
It's power.
Yeah.
And they can't handle the fact that women might make a decision that doesn't involve them.
Right.
How dare they? And it fires up the ninnies. That's the biggest thing.
That's
it fires up the Christo ninnies. You can easily pick their pockets like they have been for the last 30 years when you're, you know, waving a dead fetus in front of their eyes.
You know what it's like? I just feel like these lunatic right-wing nutjob politicians are just hurting zombies. Just hurting them around the country.
Yeah.
Getting them upset.
Right. Here's a little bit of Scott Walker on the Dana Loesch show talking about
Loesch,
his record with the vagina. And I'm not talking about what that is.
Right, right.
What place do social issues have in 2016? And why do you think so many Republican candidates are scared of them? They're scared to embrace them. They're scared to get trapped by the media.
Well, I think a little bit of it is the media has a gotcha. Some do, at least. I don't want to say universally. But I think
most of them do. Yeah, I think...
I'll give you an example.
The media is a gotcha. You know, anytime they ask us like questions about facts and stuff, it's one of them gotcha moments.
I gotcha.
Don't you know? God, usually these clips are really loud, but this one's really quiet.
I'm pro-life. You know, I passed pro-life legislation. We defunded Planned Parenthood. We signed a law that requires an ultrasound, which, think about that. The media tried to make that sound like that was a crazy idea. I mean, most people I talk to, whether they're pro-life or not, I find people all the time who get out their iPhone and show me a picture of their grandkids' ultrasound and how excited they are. So that's a lovely thing. I think about my sons are 19 and 20, and we still have their first ultrasound picture. It's just a cool thing out there.
But that's not the point that these people, that's not why these people are getting the ultrasound.
Yeah.
They're not there to be like, oh, I can't wait to save this when right. little Junior is 18 and show it to them. They're there to say, get this out of me.
Is he delusional?
Yes.
He doesn't understand.
Yes.
When people are getting an abortion, I imagine it's a dire situation. It's not fun. Why the fuck would you want to shoot? What do you do? Well, on your iPhone, hey, listen, do you want to see the ultrasound of my baby?
Right.
Right before?
Yeah, right before I terminated it out.
Yeah.
You see a picture? Look, you can just see the edge of the coat hanger right on the side of the frame.
No one gives your fucking, no one cares about your opinion about ultrasounds, you asshole.
It's so embarrassing.
Fuck off.
So profoundly goddamn embarrassing.
I thought Wisconsin was supposed to be like a hotbed of liberalism. Madison.
Well, Madison is railing and screaming. You see, they're still in the goddamn Capitol all week long, screaming and singing and everything. It doesn't help.
We're going to have to.
It helps, but there's not enough of them.
I think we have to evacuate Madison.
Too much of the morons in the rural areas are like, oh, there's black people in Milwaukee. We don't want them having, I don't want them taking my money.
We got to, you know what? Yeah. We got to evacuate Madison. We got to evacuate Austin, Texas, those two places.
Austin's having issues right now.
Oh, well, why? It's a little wet.
It's a little underwater.
Well, you know, shit happens. What are you going to do?
There was a meme I saw this morning that said, Texas passes anti-gay and anti-abortion legislation and God floods it. Ireland passes gay marriage for everybody and God sends rainbows. Did you see the pictures of the rainbows over Dublin when they...
I didn't see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was like raining, which is unsurprising in Dublin, but...
How's that not a sign from God, right-wing nut jobs?
Right.
That's a symbol.
That's right.
The rainbow.
It was Satan. It was coming from the ground up.
Satan makes rainbows.
So they were, they got their panties in a bunch all about that. Here's a little more Scott Walker talking about how cool it is that, you know, we shove something up your pussy and take a picture.
We just knew if we signed that law, if we provided the information, that more people, if they saw that unborn child, would make a decision to protect and keep the life of that unborn child. So I don't think, I think where we need to be able to push back as someone who's an economic, fiscal, and...
So he's blatantly saying that the reason to do that, we're shoving something inside of you that you don't want shoved there.
Yes.
To convince you to not get rid of the thing that's in there that you want out of there.
and then I want to say, hey, Scott, to what end? Are you going to are you going to help raise this child?
Or how dare you?
What about
socialist? You
right,
take her.
I'm just
fuck
wondering.
You. How dare you? I got mine.
A social conservative. It shouldn't be the only thing. It shouldn't be defining. And that's what I've said in the past. We should make sure that people know us for fiscal and economic strengths as well. But
which you cunts never talk about. You don't talk about fiscal and economic strength. All you say is, oh, the government is bigger than ever under this Negro. Under Obama.
And they want to make the government bigger.
Which is a lie, by the way. In fact, Rand Paul said something like that not that long ago about how this government has grown huger than ever. Meanwhile, if you look at government spending.
Is it down?
It's lower than past five or six presidents.
Bad, vile experience. I don't understand that.
Well, how dare you?
Make any fucking sense.
It certainly is a part of who we are, and we shouldn't be afraid to talk about it, and we shouldn't be afraid to push back. When you think about Hillary Clinton and you...
Push back?
Guy.
You... That's all they do is push back.
This guy's insane, man.
Push back? Have you seen abortion clinics that are bombed? Have you seen a dead abortion doctor who was killed by a crusader from Christ? Push back, asshole.
Think about some others on the left. You say, well, you know, I think it's reasonable whether you're pro-life or not to say that taxpayers' dollars shouldn't be spent to support abortion or abortion-related activities.
Which it doesn't. It doesn't. It doesn't. The Hyde Amendment. Hyde Amendment, you cunt, 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 cunt. God damn, it's so fucking frustrating. It does not. There's a law that says that federal dollars can't go to abortions.
So what's his point? Why would he bring that up?
Because what we said before, he's talking to dummies.
He's talking to the zombies.
He's picking their pocket and handing their money to the Koch brothers while he's waving a sack of dead baby in front of them. And
so Jesus. Stupid.
And Obama's coming for your guns, too. Don't forget.
Right.
Americans believe in that. You know, right. There are so many candidates on the left who don't share their belief. When you say, you know, when an unborn child reaches that fifth month, when they can actually start to feel pain, when there's a potential.
Not true. Not true.
This guy talks like he's an authority on medicine, you know, like he's a healthcare professional.
Right.
If you start to feel pain when there's a potential for health risk to that mother of the unborn child, we think that's a reasonable time at a minimum to say, no, we're going to prohibit taking that life at that time.
And most of the country agrees with you.
We're overwhelming.
No, wrong.
Wait. How could she be wrong?
Well, okay. Now
she's a journalist.
If they're talking about late-term abortions, most people do. But, as we do, but most late-term abortions aren't somebody who is like, holy cow, I'm 8 months pregnant. God damn, I didn't realize that. I don't want this thing. Most late-term abortions are from people who are having complications or have had something wrong that they didn't. It's not, oh, I just don't want this now.
But they don't even want to do that. They don't even want to allow abortion.
He would be happy if the second you were inseminated, you were strapped down with your legs up in the air.
Even if it affects the life of the mother or the health.
Okay. Yeah, they don't care.
They don't give a shit.
The baby's more important.
How do women vote for Republicans? If you're a woman and you vote Republican, 323-601-LIBS.
Jesus.
Explain it to me.
Because of Jesus and because of guns.
Sky God.
And they're convinced that the second that the baby batter hits the egg, it's ready for college. Here's the end of this. If I can play this fucking clip. Oh, now my computer's being cunty.
No.
Really awesome.
We're getting fucked by technology. That's my life, dude. Computers constantly screw my day up.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of bullshittery going on with these all these ads. I got to get some ads.
But not those on many of those candidates on the left.
They want to paint the majority
No, it just reloaded. Yeah. Fuck it.
Is this still Scott Walker?
It's just the last few seconds with them saying, oh, well, yeah, you know, it's everybody agrees. Oh, the whole nation agrees with us.
Scott Walker at the end doesn't say, you know what? I just had an epiphany here. I think women should be able to make their own decisions about their health care and their bodies. Does he say that at the end?
Unsurprisingly, no.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll be
what a bummer.
So what a dickwad.
And now he's officially declared, correct?
Yes. Exploratory committee. Oh. He's just slipped the tip in.
Oh, okay.
Jeez. Lubing it up a little bit and maybe gross. Putting on a condom.
Oh, yeah. So far we've got Santorum.
Oh, wait, he doesn't.
Ted Cruz.
Probably
didn't wear condoms because he's a Catholic.
He's a Catholic, yeah.
That one picture you put up of him, though, he had duck face.
Well, that's the way he looks. He's stupid. He sits with his mouth open with his ears and his beady crossed eyes. He just looks like, somebody whose brother and sister fucked.
Yeah, you know what they do on the Secret Service for Scott Walker when he's sitting around with his mouth open, they try to throw marshmallows in it.
Right.
For fun, something to do.
And he's not bright. But, what? You know, we had GHWB, or no, GWB, for 8 fucking goddamn years, and, you know, he... not the
And to the same students. I say, you too can be president of the United States.
President George W. Bush.
Whoa.
We can see what's going on in the world.
Yes.
Today. And let's check the news.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studio, high atop the Crab Diving Tower. Los Angeles, California, on this May 27th, 2015.
The year of our Lord.
These are the headlines.
That was perfect.
The
didn't you hit it perfectly?
I think it was a little late.
This or a little is early. CNN.
The commie pinko liberal Huffington Post.
Oui, oui.
Where the liberals hang out and get their news.
Yes, killing babies.
We had spoken, we spoke his name a little bit earlier.
Destroying the country.
None other than the senator from Kentucky, the junior senator from Kentucky, with some sort of a badger on his head.
Jesus Christ.
Rand Paul.
Has he declared?
Yes.
Okay.
Oops. Rand Paul. By the way, I think he was on The Daily Show last night or the night before. There's a clip out there on the, maybe I'll put it up on Facebook. There's a clip out there of Jon Stewart, you know, pretty much shredding Rand Paul.
If you're a Republican and you're going on The Daily Show, just know that you, your role is to sit there and make, and let Jon Stewart make you look fucking stupid. Right. And he will do it.
Well, this is amazing. Rand, it says, Rand lets loose GOP hawks made ISIS. Wait a second. According to the story, Senator Rand Paul today blamed the rise of ISIS on hawkish members of the GOP. You know, he's having a little cock slappy fight with Lindsey Graham. Lindsey coquettishly pulled off his white glove and backhanded Rand Paul across the cheek and said, have at you, sir.
Bring it on. I think we need a special cock slap sound
for
effect.
For Lindsay?
Oh, yes. Something a little bit more graceful, subtle. Something that's, you know, that's like a warm summer day in, what state is he from?
Lindsay? One of the Carolinas.
Yeah, from South Carolina.
How's that? The... Rand Paul said that, let's see, who's running for president, worked hard to push back. Others like Lindsay are picking on Rand Paul, saying that he's an isolationist and that he's weak on foreign policy. You know, like his daddy, he wants to close all the army bases around the world. Like, we don't need to be spending all that money and we don't need to be sending all that foreign aid everywhere.
But Lindsay's a hawk, right?
Oh, just the opposite. Lindsay can't wait to bomb shit.
I want
to
bomb Iran.
So now they were saying that policies like him being weak and not whipping out your big dick and showing it to everyone. Just totally spit on my microphone. That was the policy that was responsible for the rise of ISIS. Because, you know, of course, it's not George Bush and Uber Fuhrer Cheney.
Is he saying we didn't flex our military might enough in the Middle
East? Well, that's what Lindsay and these gentlemen are saying.
Did we just bomb a whole country into submission over the last 10 fucking years? I mean, what else do we need to do?
No, facts.
And we're still doing it.
And then, so they're accusing Rand Paul and his policies that's the kind of thinking that grew ISIS in the first place. And Rand Paul said to that, I would say it's exactly the opposite. ISIS exists and grew stronger because of the hawks in our party who gave arms indiscriminately.
There you go. Wait, who am I agreeing with now, Rand Paul?
Rand Paul, again, occasionally.
Can we not do this story?
Most of those arms were snatched up, by ISIS. These hawks also wanted to bomb Assad, President Bashar al-Assad in Syria.
Yes.
Which would have made ISIS's job even easier, he said. They created these people. So Rand Paul, member of the Republican Party, is blaming his own party. And also Libya. Well, he made sure he took a swing at Hillary because he says
Benghazi.
ISIS is all over Libya because these same hawks in my party loved Hillary Clinton's war in Libya.
Oh.
You hear this now?
Yeah.
Now it's been branded.
It's a war.
Well, Hillary Clinton's war in Libya.
Oh,
right. It's like the Staples Center.
Oh, yeah.
It's Hillary Clinton's war in Libya. It's the 113th annual Kentucky Derby brought to you by... That's what they're called. Hillary
Are you going to go to Hillary Clinton's war in Libya this year? I'm going to go.
Depends on who sponsors.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun.
What kind of swag they have.
Oh, yes. I'm dying to go to Libya, by the way.
The it says, comments come amid a heightened focus on the Iraq war. Early this month, a college student, and we didn't really talk about that. There was a college student, former governor of Florida, James Earl Jones Bush.
James Earl.
James
Ellis.
Evangelical bastard Bush. Whatever J-E-B stands for.
Yeah.
It's Josh Ellis or James Ellis.
No more Bushes.
John Ellis.
Nobody from that era, please.
That this college student, he was making the rounds and she stopped and she said, are you willing to take a question from a college journalist or something like that? And he was like, go ahead. And she went after him and he answered her condescendingly. And she was like, there's no need to talk to me condescendingly like that. And then he was like,
what?
And then she said, well, you know, your brother's policies are what created ISIS. Like, it was about ISIS in Iraq.
Yeah, yeah.
And she basically schooled Jeb Bush, this college girl, on the fact of who actually created ISIS. Now that they're trying to say that, they tried to blame Obama.
Yeah.
That, you know, George Bush had that shit handled. And then Obama came in and you know, planted the seed of ISIS and poured water on it and let it grow.
Absolutely. You think a guy that has a brother that lied us into a war just should. I would just be like, you know what? I'm not going to run for president because George ruined it for me. And that's just the way it is. His last name is Bush, and he's trying not to associate himself with the president that was his brother. How is that even going to be possible for him?
But then he is. Don't forget, he also embraced Georgie as his Israel expert. Israel.
Oh, good God. Didn't he fucking come to his senses and say he was high on marijuana?
And he put together the old band.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I mean, a lot of his advisors are the same evil cabal that surrounded Georgie.
Is he going to give Cheney a job?
Oh, God. I mean, probably. Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe he'll, if he's elected, he'll elect George Bush. He'll nominate George Bush to the Supreme Court.
Oh, shit, man. That's crazy. That'll never happen. Liberals, we have to vote this time for when is the election again? When is it?
In November of 2016, and we're already doing this bullshit.
Attention, hippies and tree huggers, please get out your iPhone, go to the reminder dealio, and remind yourself to go vote in November 2016.
Absolutely.
We're going to be stuck with somebody like Jebediah Bush appointing people to the Supreme Court.
Oh, more than likely. Because, you know, those old fossils that are up there, there's bound to be one or two of them that might not make it through 8 more years.
Put down the bombs
presidency
and the Molly liberals and get to the voting booths November 2016. Save the country.
Now, this is interesting. Actually, let's go over to the Drudge Report. Let's dumb it down.
Yay.
Crank those calendars back.
Tell me about the wabbits, George.
A millennia, maybe.
Yes.
That'd be about right. A millennia?
Right.
About year 1016? I actually read about this little story on a liberal site, and surprisingly, it's a different spin.
Fuck you, hippie!
Over on the Drudge Report, there's an unflattering picture of Hillary Rodham Clinton, of course, and it says, Carly slams Hillary. Look in the mirror! And
Carly Simon?
I just tainted my computer by clicking on a Breitbart link.
Oh shit. Yeah.
Over at Breitbart. Oh, Muslims, Mexicans, Obama, gay people, I'm afraid.
That's not a horrible picture of Hillary, by the way, on Drudge. It's really not compared to what's
I mean. I just totally read this wrong. Oh my God. The headline says Fiorina, titles are just titles, but when I glanced at it, I thought it said titties are just titties. It's like, this is amazing. Now we've got a story.
Wait, she lost her mind.
Well, I thought she was talking about, you know, voting for a woman just because she's a woman or something like that.
Titties are titties.
It's not quite what the quote is.
How many times I got to tell you?
Republican presidential candidate Carly Fiorina argued that titles are just titles. And Hillary Clinton's track record includes the collapse of the Middle East.
What? Holy shit.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that happened on her watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that she ordered the taking out of Saddam Hussein.
Well, she did vote for it.
Under false pretenses.
Absolutely, but
she was lied to like everybody else.
But that's rich.
This is ridiculous.
Oh yeah, yeah. No one's buying that. What website are you on?
Right, fucking Bart. And but the thing is that Fiorina was at some meeting also, and I guess she was just railed today about
Fiorina.
Like they were asking her questions.
Yes.
About like specific shit, and she got all flustered, and she's horrible. It's ridiculous. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if she thinks that maybe she's gonna scoot into that Bobby Jindal, Lindsey Graham kind of look at me. I want the co-pilot seat.
Oh, she's gonna be vice president.
Do you think there's
yes,
nobody
absolutely.
Who on the planet thinks that she's got a fucking snowball's chance in hell?
Do you think,
except for Inhofe? Of
well, wait, what about the Republican Party reaching out to women? Wouldn't this help if they ran a woman as vice president?
I'm sure that's what they think. Well, I told you they.
That's what they did with Palin.
They're trying to finesse these debates that they're having, because they've limited them now to the first debate's only going to have 10 loonies, the top 10 in an average of 5 polls that they choose. But they're already saying, well, you know, but if there's ties and stuff, because they're worried.
Yeah.
The RNC is worried that it's going to be a giant sausage fest. A big white sausage fest, yeah. Except for Ben Carson. And if Jindal shows up.
There's something, the RNC, man, I mean, there's something to be said if every one of your candidates are, they're just so crazy, you don't want anyone to hear them talk.
Right. And that's why they even cut the number of debates, right?
Yeah.
I mean, after the last clown show, all they did was continually show themselves to be fucking morons, the more that all of them talked.
I mean, was the DNC afraid to let Obama speak? When he ran?
No.
Fuck no, because he's smart and he's a good candidate. Hey, Hillary's going to be fine. These people are nuts. They're fucking nuts.
Although,
I
think Bernie, you know, I think Bernie might do surprisingly well.
That's great.
The more people, if you listen to Bernie Sanders' announcement speech and then listen to, I don't know, one of these snatches like Santorum or God forbid Ted Cruz when he had those poor conscripted students held hostage at Liberté Université. Liberty? Liberty.
I think it's pronounced Liberté.
Liberté.
Liberté Université.
Was it Liberty University?
Liberté.
Or was it the other one? I forget. One of the other Jesus universities.
Bob Jones or Jim Jones.
Yeah, Jim Jones University. So that's what's going on there.
Yeah. Hey, I'm so sorry. Am I wrong to assume that you're talking about Bernie Sanders? Don't you think Hillary would do better against these right-wing nut jobs than Bernie? Just in terms of like...
Well, yeah.
Just handling them better. Because I don't think Bernie is... Bernie not as mean as Hillary?
No, and Bernie won't go negative. There was an interview yesterday.
Yeah, fuck that.
I saw of a journalist in Vermont who's been covering Bernie since Bernie was like mayor of some little fucking town in Vermont.
Yeah.
And they, you know, how these pundits are always keep trying to get Bernie to drop trow and shit on Hillary or to, you know, on somebody, on some opponent. And he just doesn't do it.
Yeah.
He won't do it. He will condemn you for your belief in an issue.
Sure.
He will say to the Republicans really happily, they're giving their money to the rich people, you know, or they're, but he won't go after people personally. And he said again that he will not, they asked this guy, they said, do you think he's gonna, that how can you win a race? They're saying, which I thought was kind of shitty of the journalist. Cause they're like, well, how can you run for president without shitting on everybody else? Was basically the question. How can you run without trashing your opponents?
Well,
Can't you just talk about what you want to do?
Oh, what a concept.
I don't know.
What a concept, Ryan.
But, you know, man, you know, I think Bernie needs a Benghazi to get him ready for this.
Well, that's...
You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
They brought up how the parallels with when Johnson was running for re-election.
But Johnson's not.
Well, but he got kicked out by a Bernie Sanders, by two candidates who started from the left going after him because of Vietnam.
Right.
And that because Vietnam was so unpopular that even all the stuff that he did civil rights wise and et cetera, that the super libs wanted out of Vietnam.
Yeah.
And that all of a sudden a couple of Democrats came up, Humphrey and I can't remember the name of the other guy that popped up and were like
Paul Lynn.
It wasn't Paul Lynn. that were saying, you know, well, we respect the president and all he's done, but we think he's wrong on Vietnam and we went out.
Right.
And when all of a sudden in these primaries, these guys started winning, that's when Johnson was like, well, I will no longer seek re-election, nor will I accept. That's that famous speech. I will not seek, nor will I accept nomination. Like, nobody was giving it to him.
Yeah.
At that point, because everybody hated that Vietnam War. So, but that's what when you bring that up, this pundit was saying last night that this isn't, there is no, you say he needs a Benghazi, there is no smoking gun that Bernie can go after with Hillary,
right,
to shit on her, that all he could do is say, well, here's what I believe are the issues, and here's how I think we fix the country, and then challenge Hillary to challenge him on that.
So you don't think Bernie's going to go full Benghazi on Hillary?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think that's probably unlikely.
I tell you, man, I think Hillary will destroy anybody that runs against her. I think you put somebody through that Benghazi meat grinder.
Oh, right on the right, you mean?
Good God, I mean.
I think she's going to have trouble with Bernie. I really do.
Yeah,
I think so. It's the same thing that happened with Obama when he came up. You know, she was the anointed. We're going to have our woman president finally. Oh, boy.
Well,
all of a sudden, the most liberal senator in the fucking Senate came up, but he had a Benghazi. He had the vote on Iraq,
right,
to wave at her and say, look, you know, you fucked up. And now people are kind of, now that we're finding out more about how we were fucking lied to and that even the senators were lied to by Cheney and you know, they're trying to blame the intelligence failure, and it wasn't. They were told about those aluminum tubes and bullshit, that was all bullshit, and that the guy that was claiming it would never, nobody would put him up on a stand in court because he's a heinous shitbag.
I think the intelligence failure in this country is with the idiot lunatics that vote for these right-wing nut jobs.
All right.
That's our big failure.
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
Ooh, shit. See, like, if your brother has that kind of gaffe in public, you just have to say, no presidency for me. Sorry. You've ruined the name, dickhead.
But, I mean, Billy Carter.
Right? Are you comparing Billy Carter to George Bush?
Well, I'm just saying, as an embarrassing sibling.
Ah, he was just drunk. Wasn't he? He had a beer named after him.
There was some shenanigans, yeah.
Right.
What else is going on?
Billy Carter, he would have been great on Twitter.
So that's a ridiculous headline over on Drudge at Fiorina. Is just challenging. Fiorina isn't challenging anybody to anything. She isn't challenging to anyone.
Yes.
That's such crap. I think she's maybe trying to run for vice president, that, you know, she knows that there's no way she's going to get the nomination, but that maybe some old white guy will pretend to be enlightened and put her in as vice president.
Yeah. I don't think that's crazy. I mean, because what are the Republicans going to do? Run two white guys again?
Well, the odds are stacked. Well, why wouldn't they?
That's true. Why wouldn't
you can't tell me if Ben Carson got the nomination that suddenly the African-American population of America would be like, oh, well, let's vote for him.
I got a great candidate for you. But I don't have a person for this. This is what the Republicans need. A white gay man that doesn't want to ever get married or have the right to.
That renounces his gayitude.
The white gay man that rejects all his rights to anything.
I'm a sinner and I won't sin. I won't put anyone's penis in my butt.
Right. And I want to give myself less rights. You gotta find a real submissive.
We've been following very closely the story. And in fact, last night, by the way, listen to the rerun of the Hollywood Hick tonight, 7 p.m. Brent has a couple of opinions on the Duggars.
Oh, really?
We've been following this Duggar story, which, like an onion,
yes,
keeps getting peeled and more fun layers of Christian ninitude and heinousness as they circle the fucking wagons around this diddler. So now it turns out, you know, the story is,
yes,
that Jim Bob,
God damn it,
they caught what's his face, Josh Diddlin, that they gave him a couple of chores to do for that.
I mean, how the fuck is the whole country just all of a sudden in the middle of these fucking redneck storyline? It's insane, dude.
It's excruciatingly embarrassing again.
We're being dragged into the trailer park
again. So then he went to this alleged program where they had him build a house and shit, and then we find out the guy that ran that, you know, was banging some underage girls himself. Then he rediddles.
He what?
He rediddled.
A rediddling?
And
we need a sound effect for the rediddle.
So then this time,
like the in reverse sound when you go backwards in time, like the sound of tape.
Oh, yeah, the rewind or whatever.
The rediddle.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something I've got here. I don't really have anything.
Play that elephant.
I've got squirt.
Perfect.
That, or speed bag.
Can we do a combination of squirt and speed bag? Perfect. Perfect. I love it. Rediddle.
Oh, wait, and it was while they were sleeping. That's a snore.
Can you do them all at once?
No.
Okay.
It's one or the other. So then they took him to a law enforcement officer.
Yes.
Unofficially.
Yeah, Officer McFeely.
Who then gave him a stern talking to, quote, a very stern talk, according to the father. They took him to a Joseph Hutchins.
He gave him some pointers.
Who was an Arkansas state trooper at the time, who now is a little busy serving a 56-year prison term for child porn.
Ooh, that sounds serious. 56 years, huh?
And now, even child porn dude,
yes,
is turning on the Duggars.
Oh, shit.
And apparently in a interview from jail, he has said that he was lied to by Jim Bob.
Oh, no.
And that Jim Bob said it had only happened one time.
Okay.
That, quote, Jim Bob explained to me that Josh inappropriately touched a victim while she was asleep.
Oh, my God.
He said it only happened one time.
It only happened once, man. Come on. Give me a mulligan.
He said he gave Josh Duggar a very stern talk.
What'd he say?
But took no official action.
Oh, perfect. Good job.
He told this magazine that was interviewing him that he might have done more if he realized the extent of the abuse going on. If it was just one little vajayjay, that's okay. Listen, it's just one.
Let me translate.
Let me smell those fingers. I smell different girls on different fingers.
Let me translate what he really means. If it had been someone not white.
Right, or unchristian.
Oh, yes.
He says, I am a Christian myself.
Who cares?
And I worry that if something else had happened, I would have been responsible. What? You were convicted of child porn.
Yeah, honestly. Good job, Christianity. It's working well. God damn. And these people, this is just trash. And by the way, how do these people know so many child molesters? I mean, this cop friend, this other person.
Exactly.
And then the Duggar kid. I mean, I want to know. I see people all the time, and I don't think any of my friends molest children. But,
and even better, this investigative report, the magazine the magazine that talked to this Hutchins dude in jail is In Touch magazine.
Oh my god. In Touch magazine.
He didn't make any money or anything, they said, for the interviews.
No.
But he says now that he thought what he did was right. Obviously it wasn't. If I had to do it over again, I would have told him immediately I'm going to call the hotline and contact a trooper that worked those cases and have a full report made. But I thought I could handle it myself. Maybe they worked out a swap.
What do you mean?
Maybe he was like, you know, can I take some pictures of some young Duggar pussy?
Sure.
And I won't turn your son in. I mean, how do we know what happened? Know. The way this shit is coming out.
That's true. Yeah, we have no idea. All I know that it's just fucking bizarre that these people, this story isn't relegated to some like local news coverage.
Well, the statute of limitations is all expired, which is kind of bullshit. If you did a kid, I mean, I don't know. It should expire. But that they're saying also that Jim Bob could technically have been charged with child endangerment. For not turning his son into the authorities and leaving his son to rediddle.
Yeah. I mean, he knew this was going on.
Multiple times.
He's the worst person in this story.
Oh, absolutely. The parents,
well,
sure.
Yeah. I mean, oh, God.
Yeah. I mean, the problem is with the, obviously, the offense and the seeming ignoring of the victims in this. Nobody's talking about the diddled girls and how it might fuck them up.
No, because we're talking about, you know, the future of a white Christian male.
Right. And
that's what everybody's worried about.
Exactly.
Oh, no, we got to protect the white guys that believe in Jesus.
They can't wrap their brains around the fact that a white Christian male isn't. His privilege might not work this time.
That's what we love the most.
But of course, we all hate religion. That's the deal that's going on, right?
Yeah.
If you're picking on the Duggars, you obviously just hate Jesus and religion.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, because they've, you know, they're so forgiving.
Oh my God! Hey, y'all, you religious folk, enjoy it. Enjoy it. It's going well for you. Continue to talk to your sky god.
So ridiculous. I've got a little bit of good news.
Oh.
Here from the commie pinko liberal state of California.
What up?
The land of fruits and nuts.
That's right, boy. You bake boobies.
Meanwhile, there was another thing that came out about how good our economy is doing out here. And one of the idiots on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Get in the conversation.
One of the idiots there was like, oh, California's in the shithole. It's the worst economy in the world. And I'm like, can you read?
Yeah.
You fucking asshole. Can you fucking read? We have a surplus.
Right.
Anyway.
We're bailing out Mississippi. Who would be California's
literally.
State friend? Who would California be paired with to watch?
Do we have to?
Yeah, you have to. Everybody has to do their part. We got Mississippi.
Oh, come on.
I don't know.
Why? What did California's doing well? Why are they being punished to have to babysit Mississippi?
No, you just don't have a choice.
Give us a middle of the road one. Give us like Missouri or something like that.
Missouri.
We can turn Ferguson? Missouri around. Yeah, but there's areas you could turn around. Well, that's racism. That's
what
shit. You can find that in the middle of Boston.
Yeah.
So here are California Assembly of Pinkos pass some legislation here.
What up, bro?
And this is a good thing, but this is another one of those things, kind of like the Cleveland cops that we learned, where they're told, maybe you shouldn't pistol whip. Maybe you shouldn't, I don't know, shoot at people who are running away without, you know, when they don't have a reason to be, reason to shoot them.
Dude, I saw that cartoon you shared on our page.
Which one?
The one where the Cleveland cop is standing on top of the hood of the car shooting.
That's an accurate depiction.
That's crazy, dude.
That was a flyer. Go to our Facebook page. There's a flyer that was handed out at some of the protests Monday, I think it was, in Cleveland, protesting the acquittal of the cop who participated in the murder.
Right.
Murder.
Yeah.
Of two citizens.
They shot people to death.
Two unarmed guys in a car. And, you know, I thought they aimed their car at me. I think they looked nastily at me. I felt afraid for my life. And to the tune of 127 bullets.
Jeez. I didn't get a good vibe off of them, so I shot him up.
Like five or six different cops, all different stories. I thought the one on the left was reaching for a gun. I thought the one on the right had a cannon.
And that one over there is black.
Oh, he had showed his penis to me. I was terrified.
He cock
bang, 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 bang.
I was going to be cock slapped.
So at the end of this encounter, it literally was this one cop leaping on top of the hood of the car and unloading 40 shots?
Jesus.
Or something? How does one do that? Did he have to...
I know not.
Did he have a high magazine, high capacity magazine? Did he have to reload? How does one shoot 40 shots?
Oh, yeah. Shots? How many bullets are in a clip in a cop gun?
Like 10, 12.
That's four reloads. Was he like when he was reloading his clip and they were just dead?
Rambo. He probably had a hard on. It was so hard for him to switch.
Was he to his buddy? Was he like, cover me, I'm reloading.
Toss me a magazine.
But wait a second. Were they being fired upon?
They were unarmed.
I know.
The black people in the car were unarmed. And
doesn't make any sense.
So Officer Jack Bauer was found not guilty, and they've been doing some protesting in Cleveland. Not the level. Fox is sure. I'm disappointed that no brown person turned over a car that they could use that picture for the rest of the century for. So God, how did we end up on that? Oh yeah, so like that ridiculous. Where it's embarrassing that we have to make rules like this. It's like making a rule. We're going to pass a law that you can't shit in your hand and slam it into somebody's nostril.
Tyranny.
Let's pass that law, Ryan. We need that law. Why do we need that law? So here in California, though.
I don't want that to happen to me.
They passed something called and this would make heads explode in other states that need a friend state.
Yes.
AdultStateFinder.com. It's called the Reproductive Fact Act.
Oh, the Reproductive Fact Act.
Oh, tyranny, anti-godlessness.
Yes.
Or wait, anti-God.
Are they giving out is this a list of things doctors now have to say?
This is a law that is requiring those heinous bullshit, quote, pregnancy centers, which are faith-based. They try to stealth their way into fleecing women and embarrassing women and shaming women into not seeking an abortion. By saying there are pregnancy centers and clinics, but then when you get there, they Jesusify you and say, well, you don't want to kill that life inside of you, that beautiful baby.
Then to bullshit if to you, get 69.
You know, if you get an abortion, you're going to get cancer 7 minutes later.
Right. And this is a law saying that.
And your titties will fall off. And your cervix will explode.
Well, we definitely should have a sound effect for the cervix exploding. I don't know why we don't.
Also, they've some of these places suggest that abortions cause depression.
Oh, yes.
Abortions cause breast cancer.
They also cause melancholy.
Which are lies. So we had to pass a law here in California saying you can't lie to women in clinics.
You can't. I mean, this is insane.
Again, we have to grab these Christian fuckers by the shirt, slap them in the face, and say, stop lying to people. Stop being an asshole. Stop taking people's rights away, you fuck.
You know, they can treat the Holy Bible as science if they want to, but we don't have to put up with that shit, right?
Correct.
I mean, it's just so stupid.
And other people don't, you can't force other people to put up with your shit.
Yeah, screw off. You and your God, screw off. Leave me alone. Pregnancy centers, that's horrible. Stupid. You know what it's like, these fake haunted houses? You know, you can go in the South, they got them in, you know, rural areas. You go to these haunted houses, right? And they're way cool. And they're fun, you know? Pay like $5. But when you come out the end of the haunted house, you are met with preachers and ministers. And it's a total ambush kind of thing.
Yeah, I remember
that. People ask you, do you want to accept Jesus into your life? And you're like, I just had an awesome time in here. That's so much fun. Now it's weird.
Right. They want to scare the Jesus into you.
I mean, it's ghost related. Maybe it's, you know, it's thematic. Maybe it's not that crazy.
God, South Dakota requires women seeking abortions to visit one of these centers.
Oh, my God.
God, they hate women.
Shit,
God,
man.
They hate women so much.
Welcome to Afghanistan.
San Francisco, 3 years ago, passed a local rule requiring pregnancy centers. Of course, commie pinko, homosexual, cock ring wearing San Francisco.
Well, they're not going to put up with that shit.
It's making these pregnancy centers make it clear that they don't offer abortion services or referrals. Because women, they're sneaky. They put themselves in the yellow pages, or they do SEO,
yeah,
so that women looking,
they go to these places.
Or for these, yeah, pregnancy centers or pregnancy counseling services and things like that. They think, good, I got to get this out of me. Let's call this pregnancy counseling center. What? They'll be able to hook me up with an appointment. What? And you go to pregnancy counseling center and the crucifix is being waved in your face.
Well, what do these counseling centers get out of it, though? If they're part of this sham.
Jesus.
I mean, but do they get money?
This one says, some states direct funding from Choose Life license plates.
Okay.
So they sell these Choose Life license plates and they use that money to go to the pregnancy centers.
There you go.
And none of them will, a lot of them won't refer you.
It's a profit operation.
They're only there to convince you to be a walking womb.
And they're only there to fucking, it's a front to get money from these license plate businesses.
Right.
Sort of.
And how different is this from like how the Saudis view women or how the Taliban view women as just walking baby factories? That's all they're good for.
Yeah.
These people are trained, it says, to lie to women.
Yes.
To keep them from accessing contraception and abortion care.
God.
Amy Everett, the narrow pro-choice Californian state director.
Ooh, God, that's a title.
She's way up there on the list of baby killers.
Oh, man. How many babies has she killed?
She said it's time for California to take a stand against these deceptive practices.
Right. That's awesome. Good for us. Good for California.
Among all of these fucking heinous anti-woman, anti-choice laws that have been popping up in all these horrific states.
Burn in hell.
Over the past years, California is only one of only a handful that have actually expanded access to reproductive health care in the last 5 years. In fact, in 2013, Governor Brown signed a law that authorizes nurse practitioners, physician assistants, and certified nurse midwives to perform first trimester abortions.
Oh, wow.
Bring more to the fold.
A midwife can do this? Don't you have to be a doctor?
Certified nurse midwife.
Oh, a certified nurse midwife.
Physician assistant.
Yes.
And nurse practitioners. All those people have to.
And they said dentists too. They're
actual like, they're allowed, college.
Are they allowed to do abortions as well?
You're right. Nail technicians.
Nail technicians. This person has cut my hair. Sucked a baby right out of me. Yeah.
I give you French manicure. I take baby out of pussy. So that's what's going on there. A little bit of good news for those who think that women should have decision and control over their own bodies and be able to access reproductive health care like a civilized goddamn fucking nation.
Yeah, we're trying.
It's not Saudi Arabia. As much as they want it to be. The Christian version of it, at least.
It's nuts.
It is.
I don't know what else to say, really.
You're speechless. Yeah. Ryan's speechless, ladies and gentlemen. I've got a story here. Is this a gong coming up? Yeah. Let's see. We want to hear a little bit of Rush.
Rush.
Not the 80s.
Rush Limbaugh. Band. He's my favorite. What's he up to?
Rush Limbaugh, our friend from who just also got dropped from another market, by the way.
Wow.
Another
Someone
radio
dropped
station,
him?
A bigger market, like a big market dropped him.
Aftershocks. He's so fat. Is he really fused to his chair?
Here's Rush talking about what the GOP needs to do. He knows how to usher forth a new.
You have to hate black people and gay people even more than you do now.
So here, and just listen to him. He's just so gross. Here's Rush Limbaugh, just being a snatch. Eventually.
Well, let me jump over here for one other thing, just to make a point, because the media is lying to people about this.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
He's not jumping anywhere, is what you're saying.
Go ahead. Thank you.
Let me roll over here for just a minute.
let me avert my gaze. That's all
he has. Let me jump over here for one other thing, just to make a point, because the media is lying to people about this.
The media, remember, the media, all the media lies except this fat fuck here.
Yes.
Remember, everybody's lying to you except Rushbo, everybody.
Go to Hillary and Libya.
Oh, God.
God damn it.
Here we go.
Now, we all know about Mrs. Clinton's email snafus. We all know about her problems. And we all know about Hillary's genuine general incompetence as Secretary of State. And the fact
her genuine general incompetence as Secretary of State.
Well, he's brilliant. I mean, we all just assume. We all know that she's a big piece of shit. Based on what? We all know.
Incompetence.
She didn't achieve much. And the fact that all of the relevant emails have supposedly been deleted and are gone is evidence of this, we think.
We think. I mean, he dropped that one in there.
He barely got it in. Our evidence of this, we think.
The president hit the cough button.
Yeah,
been deleted and are gone is evidence of this, we think. Okay, so how do we nevertheless tie Mrs. Clinton to the boondoggle that's Libya?
Oh, my fucking God.
So now he's like, well, here's how we do it.
I do not tie women to boondoggles.
We'll figure this out. We'll figure a way to blame Hillary for Libya.
What is a boondoggle? What is a boondoggle? Is it like a...
A clusterfuck.
Oh, is it? It's just funny.
Right?
It's a crazy word. I'm just trying to figure out why he picked that word. It was just, you know.
A boondoggle is a project that is considered a useless waste of both time and money, yet is often continued due to extraneous policy or political motivations.
And what was a boondoggle? What did he call a boondoggle?
Libya? Wait.
This, we think. Okay, so how do we nevertheless tie Mrs. Clinton to the boondoggle that's Libya?
How do we tie her to the boondoggle that is Libya?
But is the Libya situation ongoing?
Yeah, sure, yeah, sure. Yeah. There's still shit there. ISIS, right?
Right, right. Okay. I don't know.
The term boondoggle arose from a 1935 New York Times report that more than $3 million had been spent on recreational activities for the jobless as part of the New Deal. Oh, see? Back then, how dare you let the poor have recreational activities?
And it was back then, too. What happened? Did they pass out some of those, you know, those little paddle balls with the fucking rubber, on the rubber band. I mean, what were
among these activities were crafts classes.
Oh, come on.
Where the production of boondoggles described in the article as various utilitarian gadgets made with cloth or leather were taught. So they taught them how to make shit.
Yeah.
But they considered that a boondoggle, the conservatives. How dare you teach them arts and crafts while they're sucking at the government tit?
Is there any time in history we just hadn't hated the poor? Is there any time that they haven't been demonized?
No.
Boondoggle. God damn.
A little more rush.
Benghazi's in Libya for those.
Just in case you've forgotten, oh, God. Ladies and gentlemen.
No shame. No fucking shame, this guy. Benghazi.
Well, I think a little light pops up.
Holy
when it's been
fuck.
3 minutes since he said Benghazi, and it might have been coming up to the... He might have been coming down to his
limit.
Is
Benghazi a boondoggle as well?
Well, yeah, it's in Libya.
Oh. Boondoggle, that's Libya. Benghazi's in Libya, for those of you in Rio Linda. And that's a boondoggle. It was a disaster. 4 Americans dead. An attack, a terror attack that was known to be a terror attack in advance of its happening, which was lied about and blamed on a video. If you
Wrong. If you look at all the reports, even from the Republican goddamn permanent select new department of Benghazi, that is just simply not true.
Fuck you.
Call. Okay, so how do we overcome the media?
And how do we overcome the facts is what he's saying. How do we obfuscate this boondoggle of truth that we've got?
How do I overcome this chair? I can't get out of it.
Well, somebody please come and wipe my asshole. Get the truth to people. I mean, this woman wants to be the next president. People deserve to know the truth about this. Not that she's some savior. Not that she's some brilliant Secretary of State, but she was a disaster. Well, the American media is not going to do it. The American media is not going to cover.
The American media is not going to make bullshit up.
Well, what
like we are.
Yeah, yeah. What country's media will cover it, though?
Well, Russia?
I mean,
you know, he's got a big hard-on for Putin. He's a strong leader.
Still?
Oh, they all do, yeah. It's rough on them because of... although they still, even though he was able to march into Crimea,
yeah,
or ride his bare-chested bear into...
Oh, he rode a grizzly bear in?
Sure, yeah, with his nipples flaring.
Oh, yes. Bring me a tiger.
And with the continuing shenanigans in Ukraine...
The Ukraine.
That he... They think he's a bad guy, but they're like, well, but he's a better leader than Obama.
Yes,
Obama could have stopped him.
He puts gay people in jail.
He would have never gone into Crimea if George Bush had been president.
No, he's too busy at that fucking bikini car wash at the Kremlin he went to that one time.
Oh, you mean like he did in Georgia while George Bush was president, by the way.
Well, we have a caller, a person that called, it calls into this show that claims that Putin had secret surgery to increase his height.
He had secret taller Russian surgery.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Libya as a post-Hillary disaster. But it is. Just like Iraq is a post-Obama disaster.
My God. What the fuck is he talking about?
How do we blame Iraq on Obama? How do we blame Libya on Hillary?
I'm figuring out how the Republicans are doing this. There's no way to actually explain to someone in a sane way that Obama is responsible for Iraq, other than just saying Obama's responsible for Iraq. Don't ask me any questions about it.
Right.
That's the only way you're going to make your point.
That was a long pause on his part.
Inhaling, you know?
It takes a long
time.
The Middle East is an Obama disaster.
The Middle East is an Obama disaster.
God, he's so late. It's an Obama disaster.
Okay, but the media, of course, is not going to say so.
Because the media has, you know, like facts and shit.
Yeah, they have to say what's real.
And we also have memories.
Oh, shit, really?
Of who was president when the shit hit the fan in the Mideast.
Well, not all of us do. I mean, people in Alabama and Mississippi.
That's true.
They know Iraq is...
So you're saying
it's Obama's responsibility.
Back in 2003, they were like, we know there's going to be a Negro in the White House in 2008 that's going to cause this about to happen.
Yeah.
They were foretelling.
Anytime there's anything bad, when you're one of these racist rednecks in the hills of Mississippi, you're like, there must be some black guy behind this.
It's Obama.
Now, what you generally need in the media to persuade people or to call people's attention to something is pictures. Pictures are needed in order to attract and hold people's attention.
God, he is how painful to listen to is Rush Limbaugh.
You know, I got a couple of friends like this. They just talk to you, and they're so condescending, and they have to take so long to explain things, you know, with their big fat fucking face.
Yeah.
It makes me want to put my head through a window.
So
this is
condescending and pedantic and
he just told us how pictures work. You look at them and then you feel something. Right.
Well,
fuck this guy.
Consider his audience. You got to, you know.
Oh, yeah.
If the media flooded the zone with before and after Hillary pictures of Libya.
Come on, dickhead.
This is ridiculous.
If, you know, pictures of Libya before Hillary, pictures of Libya after Hillary. Pictures of Benghazi and our consulate there before.
Oh, come Benghazi.
Come on, man.
Before Hillary, pictures after. If they did that as if she were a Republican, then you could agree with me that would have a deleterious effect on it, right?
Hey, ooh, that's pump the brakes.
Yeah, you can't use words like that with your audience.
Deleterious. What is that? That's one of the three musketeers.
Right.
Hello, deleterious.
Aramis.
Aramis, deleterious.
Right. Porthos, Athos, Aramis, and deleterious.
I am deleterious.
But they're not going to do that. Precisely for that reason.
That it's not true?
If they showed the emails from Hillary's team praising her for her ownership of Libya with then a picture of Benghazi, it would negate whatever these phony emails praising her are. None of that's going to happen. My...
God damn.
Tough to listen to, huh?
Yeah, it's weird. He's strange.
Gate whatever these phony emails praising her are. None of that's going to happen. My suggestion is this.
Sounds like there's something going on in there. Like he just Jabba the Hutt, he just grabbed that squealing little animal out of the bowl and he's just about to toss it down his gullet.
He's not walking around to the kitchen in an apron making the, you know, cinnamons.
Can he shower?
Cinnamon rolls.
Can he shower with his robo ear on?
Yeah, he goes into a car wash.
Does he have to put a plastic bag over his head to shower?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice? I recommend that, Rush.
Leave it on there.
Yeah, tight. For 3 to 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Second best way to focus the people of the United States on Hillary's Libya disaster.
You think it would take 3 to 5 whole minutes to strangle him in a bag? I think it would take
less.
Yeah, like a couple of seconds. He's strangling to death just being alive. Like, you know, he can barely
his
breathe.
His body is strangling itself. Yeah. His hate is strangling him.
His ignorance.
But listen to him. Here's like, this is all we've got. Here's how we got to focus everybody on Benghazi.
That is not what the RNC wants to hear. Really? It can't be.
Well, this is what we want to hear.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
we love the fact that you're going to try and turn the idiots on fucking Benghazi. Benghazi is the biggest joke that we use about you people.
But you are out of your mind if you don't think in this presidential election, if Hillary is the nominee, she will.
But it's not going to be a sway issue. There's no independent voter out there that you is going to be like, wait a second. They just put a picture up of the consulate after Hillary. Benghazi, they're right. I can't vote for that bitch.
Before and after.
There's no.
These
no
are the kind
independent
of
voter.
Fucking idiots listening to Rush. I mean, that's like straight up, you know, what is it? What is the thing? Infomercial.
Dumb fuck it too.
Infomercial terms. Before and after the Abdominator. Right. Kind
of
shit.
37 more minutes and you can get some of Jim Baker's food at these great prices.
These are the idiots. Listen.
And it's going to require the Republicans to play.
Ugh.
God.
You think they could afford some sort of a like phlegm.
What do you want
filter.
It to do? I mean, it's, I don't think you can do anything.
Maybe it is. Maybe he sounds like one of the characters in Star Wars, and this is a universal translator talking for him.
Do you think it's possible, though? But don't you think it's possible that this is an even rush? I mean, what if he's dead and they're just keeping him alive by constantly pasting...
just various rants together?
Yeah.
Benghazi!
I mean, we in conservative media cannot ourselves do it alone.
Because you're dying.
Yeah.
Your audience is literally dying. In that little 4-second clip, you probably lost about 8 or 10 members right there, head grabbers.
Oh, could you imagine? You're dying
while you're listening to Rush.
Oh, it's the last few minutes of your life, and you hear his rant on Benghazi. Right.
Republicans are going to have to play. They're going to have to participate. Republicans should note that Hillary's most significant accomplishment as Secretary of State is Libya.
There we go. It all goes back to Benghazi.
Yeah.
Benghazi. God. A little bit of Rush. If you wonder what you're missing by not listening, by listening to our bullshit, instead of listening to Rush.
Yeah.
You could be, you know, entertained like that.
And if you're ever going to guess where these Republicans are going when they're barely making sense, all roads lead back to Benghazi.
Absolutely.
It's insane.
And that's the best they got.
Yeah.
That is the best that they've got.
But you really don't think when Rand Paul will challenge Hillary in a debate with some Benghazi facts or something?
Who knows? Sure. They're going to go after her for what happened in Benghazi. They're going to try to blame her in some way. And scandal is all they're going to, all we're going to hear about for the next year and a half. Right. Scandal.
That's awesome. I can't wait.
Email.
Right. I want Duggar to run for president.
Which one? Jim Bob?
Yeah. Can you find me one? Can you find me a Duggar that hasn't molested children? We want to run one of them for office. Because why? Everybody loves him so much. No, I'm sorry. We can't.
Right.
Can't really.
Speaking of the GOP clown car and these debates that they're going to have.
Yes.
Well, on this morning, in fact, hot off the presses here, ladies and gentlemen, crabdiving.com. None other than a complete moron, Bill Kristol. Remember, he's the journalist that way into the Iraq war, still thinks it was a great idea. The world's so much better off without Saddam.
Yeah. He's an asshole.
He's not happy about these. I guess he wants more of the loonies in the debates.
Oh, yeah. I agree with him.
He says that that Fox News is, quote, colluding with the RNC to limit the presidential debate field.
Because they want.
Now, here, do you want to listen to Morning Joe?
No. God damn it. Is this Scarborough guy going to talk?
Here's a bit of Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski talking with Warhawk and someone who couldn't have been more cosmically wrong and repeatedly is cosmically wrong, Bill Kristol.
But he finds work, right?
Oh, he's a columnist for the Times, right? Or something like that?
I don't know.
Oops. 1 second. Sorry.
Oops.
Now, Bill, we're not going to have you respond. We decided it's just not fair for you having you to respond to Rand Paul after Rand sits here and talks like this. Let's talk about the Republican field. It is absolutely fascinating how big it is. And what are some of your thoughts right now about where we sit with that night?
Now they've got a graphic up and it says Republican field. And already Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Marco Rubio, Mike Huckabee, Ben Carson, Carly Fiorina are at the top. In the middle tier, it says set decision date.
Yes.
Which is Lindsey Graham.
Perfect.
Who stands?
Who's that? Rick Perry.
Oh, yes.
Who's that? Oh, Santorum, who now has announced.
Yes. So they have to change their graphic.
And George Pataki, which is.
God, I forgot he's
hilarious
running.
Hilarious that Pataki's going to try to run. Also, at the bottom, it says exploring bid,
Yes.
Jeb Bush. They still consider him exploring. Scott Walker, Chris Christie, Bobby Jindal, Kasich from Ohio.
Rico Kasich.
And Donald Trump.
Jesus Christ.
How proud. What a proud group this is.
I was about to, you know, offer an idea. I mean, I think they need an actor or a celebrity, but they do have Trump.
Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an actor.
That's a pretty good group. That's hilarious.
Here is what Bill Kristol thinks about the giant Republican field so
far. They're all nuts.
About where we sit with that 19,
who stands out
there. I mean, I'm glad you asked me not to respond to Rand, since I have a soft, warm spot in my heart for him right now, because he was at the Strand bookstore last night, my favorite bookstore from my youth.
Yeah,
rows of used books. Most of those bookstores were put out of business, obviously, but that one seems to be
going strong.
So I give Rand Paul a lot of credit for going to the Strand.
Yeah,
that's my one nice thing about Rand Paul. For the year.
Ready?
Moving on to the field. I saw Carly Fiorina last weekend, 10 days ago. She came to the Broadmoor where we had our weekly Standard Summit. She was terrific.
Oh, he's from the Weekly Standard.
Oh, yeah.
Even scarier.
And people were really impressed
with
her.
Really surprised.
People are impressed with Carly fucking Fiorina? Have you lost your mind?
Show me. Give me a list of names of people that are saying, I am thoroughly impressed with that person.
Like the 30,000 people that she put out of work at Hewlett Packard? Like the shareholders whose shares tanked while she was the CEO at Hewlett Packard. And then what happens? She left with $21 million golden parachute.
God. Part of...
And people were really impressed
with
her.
Really surprised.
And she's outperformed the most probably in the field, maybe the most underrated candidate. And people still don't quite take her seriously.
There's a reason that people don't take her seriously, because she shouldn't be taken seriously.
In Washington, but they're wrong.
She got good reviews in Iowa.
She came on this show. Mika was really tough, a lot back and forth. And I always say this, like, people get it wrong. When you're tough,
right,
it's a great opportunity. And Carly, I thought, well,
she didn't
really,
and
what's, it out
and
of
what's
the
park. Carly doing that no one else is doing? Attacking Hillary Clinton and doing it in an intelligent way and doing it.
That is so not true. We just heard a clip from Rush Limbaugh saying everybody's got to organize against Hillary. We heard Rand Paul earlier mention Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
Who's not talking about Hillary?
But he said that she's attacking Hillary in an intelligent way.
Oh.
See, that's how she stands out.
And how is she doing that?
On the issues, but she's not all the rest for various reasons, because they want to make their own case or they want to make comparisons with the other Republicans, have not said a word really about Secretary Clinton, who is the likely Democratic nominee. Hillary gets up before an audience like at the Broadmoor and gives a very strong critique of her performance as Secretary of State, her performance as Senator, and suddenly you look up and you think, well, why exactly isn't Carly Fiorina as qualified or more qualified to be president than Hillary Clinton? And
why is she not as qualified or more qualified? Carly fucking Fiorina, they think, is more qualified to be president.
I hate to say it again, but I don't think anybody from the personal printer industry should be elected to any position. I mean, you know.
And this guy is the guy who is still walking around saying the Iraq War was a good idea. I mean, who listens to this person? And this man has credibility. And, God, I forget what, he was on a panel being interviewed one time, and there was one person who was a liberal who just couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
And she finally said, look, I just can't stand sitting here next to one of the people who was the architect of the worst foreign policy in our lifetimes.
Yeah.
And she just shit on him as he was sitting there, and he was all red, and he's like, that's not true. That's not true. It's just not true. It's not true. It's just not true. It's true, you fuck.
Yeah.
And by the way, there's always the knock, Willie, that, oh, she ran Hewlett-Packard. It's not like when she inherited Hewlett-Packard that it was Apple.
Right.
I think a lot of the knocks against Carly Fiorina, quite frankly, unfair.
Well,
she was hired to maybe turn it around, and she made it worse. So, fair.
Yes.
If that's what you have to say, then you shouldn't be criticizing Obama.
Right.
Look at what he inherited.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's different. He's black.
Oh, a lot of jobs when she was there, but she does have a response to that, which you gave to Mika when she was here. Bill, how do you suss out this field? I mean, let's think about the debates to begin with. I mean, there's some people saying you have one group early, then a second, like two seatings at the debates, basically. How do you make sure all these people, many of whom, I'd say most of whom are qualified, get their chance to make their case?
Most of whom are qualified.
Well, they've got a point. You just can't put 22 people on a stage in a couple of hours and expect to get, what do they get, a minute and a half each total?
They should do it like the Hunger Games.
To talk?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that would be great. Cage match.
I think there are 14 candidates. Mark says earlier there were seven who could win Iowa. I totally agree with that. There are 14 candidates who are serious people. Governors, senators, former governors, former senators, serious private sector individuals. I think they all deserve to be on the stage for the first two or three debates. You can't all have them on one stage. So what do? Is this really that complicated? You have two. You have two debates with seven people each. You pick lots. Then one of them goes for the first seven go for an hour and a half. The second seven go for an hour and a half. Republicans would be interested. They wouldn't turn off the TV halfway through. They'd like,
that's not true.
But I like that plan. Let's just draw straws.
Let them all.
Yeah.
I agree with him. The more Republicans we can get in the debates, the better.
But you know what they should do? They should have a few of them and mix them up each time.
Yeah.
I'll watch every single one of them.
Sure. Oh, we'll have clips.
Oh, yeah. It'll be great.
To see them all. It's not as if they interact with each other that much anyway. It's mostly a kind of each moderator asking them questions. I'm very annoyed at the RNC, at Reince Priebus, and now I think Fox is kind of colluding with them for that.
I'm very annoyed with the RNC and with Reince Priebus.
God, what a dick.
And Fox colluding, you'll notice.
Yeah.
Colluding. So he thinks there's something between the RNC and Fox that they're trying to keep the loonies down.
Who's more condescending, this guy or Lawrence O'Donnell?
No, Lawrence O'Donnell. It's a toss-up. It's a toss-up.
I heard him say something last night when you were listening to him. He said something, and I was like, Jesus.
You laughed from the other room. Yeah, it's just the tone that he uses.
You're Republicans.
Yeah, this guy's loathsome.
First debate in August at limiting the field. Which one are they going to say doesn't deserve to be there? Rick Santorum, who got, won Iowa last time and was the runner-up, actually, to Mitt Romney. Mike Huckabee, who was the runner-up in 2008. Carly Fiorina, who, as we said, is impressive. Incidentally, Carly today is in...
She's impressive to you, you asshole. She's... Look at the polls. She ain't impressive to nobody else.
Yeah. Who's voting for her?
I think it's just, look, we have a woman.
Absolutely.
I think it really is. Yeah. Look, we've got one too. She's got a vagina. Look.
I'm not ready to accept the fact that Sarah Palin's not going to run for office again, because that
nobody cares about
her. Oh, God, it makes me so sad. It's nobody so sad. Cares you know how long it's been since we've had a good clip of Sarah fucking Palin, man?
Yeah, come to think of it,
what the fuck?
Where the fuck is Sarah Palin?
And where is her family? Are you telling me, have we replaced the Duggars with the Palins? Or the Palins with the Duggars?
There's a couple of memes out there that are like battling for white trash family of the year. Battling the Palins, the Duck Dynasty dicks.
And the Duggars.
And the Duggars. Ooh, I think there was one more. I can't remember. Oh, the Honey Boo Boo.
I think the incest thing. I think that pushes the Duggars over the top, honestly.
Oh, well, we do have new news now that you mention it.
Oh.
2 hours ago, ABC News is reporting that Battling Bristol
with
a nasty left hook is finally spoke up since, you remember, they canceled the wedding.
Oh, yeah. That was a great story. They canceled it like a couple of weeks before.
With her second unmarried baby daddy.
Yeah. And
family values. Because, which we don't give a shit about.
Who cares?
But the fact that mom, spearheads the family values movement.
You know what my favorite part of that story is? Is the fact that they canceled it so late. They couldn't cancel the vendors for the party, so they just went ahead and just...
They were going to celebrate life, right?
Yeah, because they didn't want to lose. I mean, fuck it. We're spending the money anyway. Let's get wasted.
We already put that deposit down, goddammit.
I respect that decision. I think that's a great decision. It's hilarious.
So yesterday in a blog post on the Patheos...
Yes.
Patheos.com on her own family channel...
Okay.
Bristol Palin, life, family, Alaska, is what it says.
Wow. let me list some nouns.
Here's some of the brilliant writing of Bristol Palin.
What education does she have? Did she go to college or did she do?
No.
Fuck no.
She went to college.
Okay.
I feel like I need to address the elephant in the room on this blog since you guys have been with me through thick and thin.
Question, is that one sentence? Is that one sentence?
Yeah.
Good God.
When I first got engaged, you were the first ones I wanted to tell. I guess you have seen by now that the wedding that was supposed to happen last weekend was called off. I'm sure you've seen this has been all over the media. The lamestream media. Oh, no, that shouldn't
Did she say that?
No. But this is a painful time for family and friends, and I would just really appreciate your prayers.
Fuck you. You're not getting any. No praying. No prayers for you.
I know God's plan is greater than anything else. And Tripp and I...
Oh, good heavens. Is it really Tripp?
It's Tripp.
Is it with a Y?
T-R-I-P-P.
Ah, damn. No.
T-R-Y-P-P-E.
Are there, is it with two P's? Is there a double P?
There's two P's. T-R-I-P-P.
What a tremendous douchebag.
And Tripp and I are in Alaska beginning to rebuild our lives under much different circumstances than we anticipated.
Is Tripp the one she was going to marry?
No, Tripp is...
The child.
The child from the Playgirl guy.
So is the dude out
Levi.
Of the... Levi. Oh, Levi. Is the dude out of the picture that she was going to marry?
Something happened. They broke up. Because all she says is, Tripp and I are in Alaska beginning to rebuild our lives.
Yes.
Under much different circumstances than we anticipated. She anticipated being hitched.
Wow.
So.
Can't you just say it? This guy left.
We want to know what went on. Yeah. We want to know what's going on there.
God, that's.
Week before.
It's got to be so awkward. Now everybody's bummed out because the wedding isn't happening. So do you invite the same people to the party that you were going to invite to the wedding? And you hang out and do what? Well, listen, let's get drunk. Because who else would you invite to this fucking thing? It would be the same people that are going to be at the wedding. It's just horrible.
How awkward was that?
Oh, my God.
I wonder how the catering was.
I mean, are you like, do I still need to bring you a fucking gift?
I would hope that they would say, you know, donate the gifts to charity or something.
Or, you know, like Walmart must have been flooded with refunds and returns and stuff like that.
Right.
We don't need to get
Wasilla Walmart. we're registered there at the Walmart in Wasilla.
My brother told me that in Wasilla, on like, you know, the bulletin boards where you can list like apartments for rent or help wanted, there's tons of like, hey, buy my gun, or I'm selling this gun.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah.
Buy my gun. You mean they don't do comprehensive background checks there when private sales of guns?
Hey, listen, I went there. Nobody does shit there.
I see.
Nobody does shit they don't want to.
I see.
I mean, if you're shitting in an outhouse, you don't give a shit about what the government tells you to do because you don't have a toilet.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I get that.
I want to hit the gong, but I'm too fucking lazy.
You have to turn.
Gong.
You have to turn and shit.
Fuck that.
I guess we've got a little bit more good news.
Yes.
Here in the United States of America. Although, again, it's news that's good only because something heinous was stopped from happening. The U.S. Court of Appeals today.
Yes.
For the Eighth Circuit. Blocked one of the most heinous attempts at abortion restriction in the nation.
Oh, no.
In Arkansas.
Yes.
Where they were going to try to ban the procedure at 12 weeks.
Oh, my God.
3 months. And that at 3 months, there are some women who aren't even completely sure, don't know that they're pregnant.
God.
That can happen.
Quit it. Quit it with the vagina.
Which is significantly before the point of viability that is the current cutoff point for legal abortion under Roe v. Wade.
Right.
Arkansas lawmakers, the governor, they passed this 12-week ban.
Yeah.
The governor vetoed it because he's like, look, this ain't going to fly. This is in 2013. And nonetheless, You know what the GOP loves to do? Fuck it! We're gonna do it the way we want to, even if it's unconstitutional and costs the taxpayers millions.
We're gonna get sued for doing something someone told us not to do.
And we're gonna lose.
I tell you what, if Czar Pfeiffer came into the office, executive orders out the ass. No more laws against the about the vagina. Period. Right. Done.
They had that represented the strictest abortion ban ever passed at state level, although after that, North Dakota passed a 6-week ban.
Good heavens.
Which was struck down. The law was never allowed to take effect in Arkansas. It was blocked and later permanently struck down by a federal judge, but the state lawmakers keep appealing
because they're
spending taxpayer money.
I mean, that money could go different places, you know, like, you know, education.
They don't want it to go to any socialist causes, though, like the poor or education or jobs or anything. It should go, that money should go to those who deserve it, the rich people.
Fuck you.
This says the 20-week abortion bans are trying to rely on this theory that fetuses start feeling pain at that point.
Oh, shit.
Which is dubious.
Dubious.
And since 2013, it says more than a dozen states, including Arkansas, have banned abortion after 20 weeks. U.S. lawmakers are currently advancing a national version of this. Jobs, jobs, jobs.
Oh, my God. Please fix the bridges.
Arkansas officials keep asking the courts to enact the 12-week abortion ban. Let us do it.
What about equal pay for women?
The courts keep saying, nuh-uh. And this spring, it said the Arkansas legislature led the nation in the number of abortion restrictions proposed on the state level.
God damn it.
So all these fuckers are spending their time doing, after elected, when they're supposed to be, I don't know, jobs?
Yeah, increase the minimum wage,
helping
asshole.
The economy, helping people. All they're spending their time on is, how can we restrict the vagina even more?
You know, it's weird. It's like you get hired for a job and you don't do anything for your company. That's essentially what these fucking people do.
Right.
They don't do anything for their constituents. They're supposed to be looking out for their constituents, like minimum wage. I don't know.
One of the laws that they passed was that, we talked about this, was that law that required doctors to tell women that there was a certain abortion reversal. Remember that? Like, if you take some certain pill, well then, which is, it doesn't true. It's junk science. But because somewhere on some website, some guy read it, you know, you can turn that shit around. Put that in the law. Let's tell them that they have to.
Is that true?
It's one of these, that the American Medical Association, the Gynecological Association, Pediatric Association, all the, you know, doctors.
Yes.
Are saying, well, it's not true. We're not going to say it. You can't, you can't make us say that. And they're like, we can. We're going to force you to tell them that. This is the laws that these Neanderthals are passing.
There's no abortion reversal.
No. And just like,
oh, God.
Abortion doesn't cause breast cancer. And abortion doesn't cause clinical depression.
I don't know, guys. I mean, these people do.
But in other states, they've passed laws requiring doctors to tell women about this cancer.
This is fucking nuts.
And again, the American Medical Association, all the doctors associations, like, they protest them. They're like, you can't force us to lie to patients. Oh, yes, we can. Yes, we can, because it's about babies. Hideous, vile creatures, these Republicans.
Give it up
really
for the GOP, guys.
Scum of the earth.
Keep voting for these assholes, right? Keep voting for them.
And shame on the people that vote for them. I'm not talking about the dummies that are fleeced into voting for them, the stupid, ignorant white people out there. I'm talking about the fuckers that are elected and should know better and should try to do some help for their people instead of fleecing people to try to get your corporate overlord to throw you some more money.
Right, right. And if you got a stupid friend out there, do him on election day, take him aside and just tell him who to vote for. Okay? Because they obviously can't right. do it on their own.
Or get the recipe from Cosby, roofie the fuck out of them, and let them sleep all the way through election day.
You gotta, but you, oh yeah, that's true. I was gonna say you gotta drag them to the voting booth.
No,
just leave them there.
Yeah, leave them there.
Hey, that is a great get out the vote campaign.
Cosby the vote?
No, yeah, Cosby the vote. If you're dumb, right. don't go. Right. If you're an idiot, and you know, listen, you know if you're an idiot. Be honest.
You think?
Be honest with yourself. You know, if you're stupid, you know. Don't vote. Right. Just don't. It's okay. Nobody's going to judge
you're
you.
Stupid, you know. Join us on all of our social media, ladies and gentlemen. Facebook.com/crabdiving. We're on Twitter. We're on Pinterest.
Tumblr.
We're all over the place. Tumblr.
LinkedIn.
A couple of Tumblrs. Not LinkedIn. Yeah, we have to do LinkedIn.
There's do we
like,
really?
Yeah, we kind of have to do LinkedIn.
So nerdy. That's just fucking nerdy, man. I'm not. That's like bowing to the fucking man.
Somebody put a screed on our.
A screed!
Socialism, communism has never, ever worked.
Da-da-da-da.
There is not one example. Socialism, communism. You notice how this, first of all, this moron, Bob.
Right. Bobby.
From the beginning, put socialism/communism. As if it's the same thing.
Why would he do that? That
because
doesn't make
he's
any.
A fucking moron who's been ignorantly brainwashed into
yes.
believing that socialism and communism are the same thing.
He obviously doesn't listen to Democracy How.
That's right.
Hosted by Sean Donovan.
In 9 minutes.
Directly following us.
You'll be able to hear that. I think it's the second episode we're playing today.
Get educated, buddy.
Oh, here we go. Socialism, communism has had millions of people murdered by the government.
Yay.
That's what they first go to.
Perfect.
The housing crisis we had was spawned by socialist President Bill Clinton.
I knew it.
This guy's really nuts. Continued by a socialist light President Bush.
What? President Bush is a socialist.
This guy thinks Bush was a socialist light.
Who the fuck is this?
This is the idiot who commented on our page.
Oh.
We put up a meme.
Meme.
That says everything we feared about communism. This isn't ours. I just reblogged it. That we would lose our houses and savings and be forced to labor eternally for meager wages with no voice in the system has come true under capitalism.
Yeah.
It's true. Lose your houses and savings, forced labor, meager wages, no voice in the system. What does that sound like? Sounds like right now here in America.
Right.
Because of the corporate fuckwaddery and snatchholery.
Well, isn't that special?
Snatchholery. So join in the conversation over on our crab diving. Don't forget, we are here. Got 5 days a week for y'all from
Yay.
2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. 5 to 7 Eastern live streaming, and then crabdiving.com and iTunes and Stitcher. Hey, if you go to iTunes or Stitcher, hey, motherfuckers, toss us
a review.
Wonderful listeners who we all respect.
It is so easy
to
post a review on Stitcher. It's very simple.
And 5 stars, say these guys are fucking great.
Hilarious. Say we get you through the day. We would talk the gun out of your mouth.
Talk
it into
sometimes.
There should be no guns.
There's a lot of memes about the whole Texas thing. It's so funny about how, like, here's one with a cartoon, political cartoon of an angry white guy wearing a white 10-gallon hat with a T-shirt that says Texas.
Fuck you.
And he's waving a sign that says Obama hell's spawn. And then the next block is this guy's up to his tits in water
right.
being rained on. And he crossed out some letters and it says Obama help.
Right.
His sign now.
Except Obama probably is helping.
Yesterday, the president said, we're going to send whatever resources Texas needs.
Yeah. Reluctantly. I'm just kidding.
Whatever resources Texas needs. Hey, I've already got troops there getting ready to take over.
Yeah, why not? We're there already. Hey, listen, he's gonna. Well, he'll be better than George Bush was during Katrina, probably. Don't you think?
Brownie.
Yeah.
Did a hell of a job, Brownie. Whole bunch of black people died. Great. Perfect. Hell of a job. So that's what's going on there. What have we got? We're almost near the end of our little fun here, our party here on a Wednesday on crab diving.
Where did the time go?
I've got one more quick story here. This is on our crab diving. This is a totally unbiased opinion.
Yes.
Was given. T. Boone Pickens.
What the fuck is that?
Oil billionaire. You never heard of T. Boone Pickens? He's Dallas. He's the Texas.
Oh, is he JR?
Oil billionaire.
T. Boone.
Was at that ridiculous Southern Republican Leadership Conference, the one that Ben Carson won the straw poll in Oklahoma City. They let him speak. And this is just ridiculous. Listen to what he said about... He goes, wastewater whales and fracking have nothing to do with they're not even earthquakes.
God damn it!
No, I don't know when the earth beneath you quakes.
Okay.
I'm unsure as to what else that could be referred to.
I don't know.
T. Boone, who has an unbiased opinion, of course, having made his billions of dollars in oil and gas.
When he said this, was he like Yosemite Sam shooting his pistols in the air?
When he shoots them into the ground and flies up in the air.
Oh, God, that's so funny.
He said, they asked about the connection between wastewater injection earthquakes.
Right.
No. Here's what's going on, Ryan.
Yes.
What's happened is that we're monitoring seismic activity closer. So it's not that there weren't earthquakes before, Ryan.
We're just now noticing them.
We're just looking at them now. Even though the people, I don't know, that live in Oklahoma are like, I never had no earthquake under me, and now my house is shaking like a rubber titty.
Now that's what people are saying after Ferguson in Baltimore. We just...
Right.
Cops have always been abusing people.
We come in with monitors. Lo and behold, we're like, oh my God, we're having another earthquake.
How would you not fucking notice?
He's told Oklahomans that they should relax, you cousins.
Relax.
So cousins. Don't worry. Nothing to see here.
Yeah.
You all are just shaking. Don't worry. You're shaking like Michael J. Fox up here. Don't worry about it.
Why does my water taste like licorice?
No, it's not. Nothing to do with fracking. Nothing to see here.
Put it out of your mind. Right. It should be easy.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the crab diving theme by the late, great Ted Adams means that we're ready to wrap this motherfucker up for today.
Yes.
On this crab diving hump day. Thank you for joining us here.
Danke.
As I said before, we're back tomorrow, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. live. Don't forget, you can download us as a podcast at crabdiving.com, iTunes, and Stitcher.
Yes.
Listen to all the great entertainment here on the network, streaming warm and loving for your ear holes. Liking, at least, some of the shows. For your ear holes, 24/7, crabdiving.com/live.
Bookmark us.
All of our social media is a bunch of blue buttons over at crabdiving.com on the left-hand side. Tickle them, love them, press them, go to our social media portals.
Thumbs us up.
And have fun and participate.
Share us.
Spread the crabs. Don't forget, Ryan Pfeiffer's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Flappers tomorrow night.
Oh, yes, in the main room. Sure.
But go to @RatedRComedy. For on the Twitter or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter @ViLExperience, oh so vile.
And thanks for joining us, everybody. And don't forget, nothing to see here. The world is not shaking.
TTFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.